I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic Orchestra's October 8th concert opens with Mussorgsky's colorful Pictures in an Exhibition, and then goes on to honor piano soloist and IU School of Music Dean Emeritus Charles Webb. The title is Living Legend, and our guest, the self-effacing and ever-gracious Charles Webb, is himself, I think, happy about the living part of the title and perhaps a little uncomfortable with the honor of being a legend. Charles, thanks for joining us.
It's a great pleasure always to be with you, George.
Now, you're playing the piano in Beethoven's Choral Fantasy. It's a work that Beethoven wrote when he wanted a brilliant finale to a big benefit concert.
Exactly.
And he played your part himself.
Yes, he did.
What has he left you?
Well, first of all, when he did this for a concert in 1808 in Vienna, where he wanted this grand finale, and as usual in so many instances with composition, he didn't quite get everything written down and finished as he wanted it. So when he played this very long and virtuosic beginning, he improvised most of it. He had some sketches, of course, but it was not written out like the notes that I will play. Hopefully I'll play all of them on October 8th. So I do imagine sometimes what it must have been like to have this huge aggregation of not only a big orchestra, but a chorus and the piano as a featured. It's really almost, you could say, a piano concerto with orchestra and chorus. So it's interesting to sort of imagine what it would have been when Beethoven was sitting there improvising this long introduction, and then even during the course of the piece, perhaps putting in flourishes that he thought of at the moment.
Now, you've studied Beethoven's music deeply. Are you tempted sometimes to add a little bit of a flourish that you think he might have added?
Well, I'll tell you, George, not in this instance. I do like to improvise, but this is very carefully scored. Every note is there, and I have taken the opportunity to listen to some interesting recordings by world-famous people. And, of course, the interpretations vary, but the notes are the same. So I will play this score that ultimately has come out as the piano part for Opus 80 of Beethoven.
Charles Webb, the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic's Living Legend Concert will be in Columbus's Urn Auditorium Saturday, October 8th, on the program Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition, and then Beethoven's Choral Fantasy with Charles Webb at the piano. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.